Welcome to Tabletop Tommies. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Phil.
And this is a very special episode today. We've only gone and jolly well done it, haven't we? We've done 52 episodes in 52 weeks. We haven't missed a single week this year. Every Thursday we've released a brand new episode. And so all that said, this episode is going to be a little bit looser than our usual affair. We're going to be talking less about a very specific bolt action topic and more generally about the state of the game, the state of the podcast. You can think of this as a bit of a State of the Union address. And we're going to be looking forward to the things we expect and hope to see over the coming year, as well as some announcements about what you can expect from the podcast and our content generally going forward. So, Phil, this year has been quite a busy one for you in terms of bolt action and your hobby generally, and also your very first full year, well, our very first full year podcasting. So how has the year been for you?
Yeah, I genuinely didn't expect we would do 52 episodes in 52 weeks. When you first asked me back in April last year, very, very, very early April, things like the first weekend in April, about doing a podcast, I was like, yeah, what have we got to talk about and how long is it going to last? Turns out we have done 52 episodes and we've got more, you know, many, many more already planned and in our heads, let alone anything that comes up to add into the mix. So yeah, if you'd said a year ago I'd be sat here 52 episodes in and however many thousands and thousands of downloads, I wouldn't have expected it at all. So it's been fantastic in that sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I do remember that conversation where we discussed, would we even have something to talk about after the sort of the 10th episode? Yeah. And I was inclined to agree with you that I didn't think there was going to be that much content, but I thought we might as well try. When we were talking about how often to put out an episode, and we thought, well, we'll start weekly, and then when it dries up a bit, sort of 10 episodes in, we'll go to a monthly format like the other Bolt Action podcasts. But yeah, there's still, I feel we haven't covered everything we wanted to cover in V2 already. And now it is quite interesting, now that we've got V3 on the horizon, that is a little bit of a spanner, but also quite an exciting time for the podcast.
Yeah, because we said we wanted to do an armies on parade for every major, well, every bolt action faction, which we're almost there. There's another four or five off the top of my head that we haven't done yet, which we will commit to doing. And we've got some guests in mind as well to come on and talk about some of the more obscure nations. But obviously, at some point with the recent announcement, we are going to turn our attention to V3. And when we can start talking about it and start sharing things, then we absolutely will be.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess so, Phil. The big question is, have you enjoyed doing the podcast this year?
Yeah, no, I definitely have. It's been varied, certainly from my perspective, what we've, you know, been discussing. I don't feel like we've just kind of gone into a routine. We've mixed it up. We've had, you know, like the Armies on Parade sort of series and episodes. We've had a lot of guests who we'll talk about later. We've looked at rules interpretations. We've looked at some of the custom missions that you've designed. I really enjoyed the episode on alternative ways to play bolt action in terms of the you know, having a look at the different systems and looking at, you know, World War One and Vietnam and modern warfare as well. And also the one on when we talked about starting a brand new army, because it made me stop and think about, what do I consider when I start a new bolt action army, and then try and sort of break that down into a number of points to then discuss on the pod. So I think those two episodes, which weren't kind of like, you know, formulaic in the sense of, here's an army, let's talk about the units, how would you play that army? But actually it was a lot more open in the sense of, well, how can you take the BA system and apply it to different, you know, different historical time periods, or how would you go about building a brand new army? So yeah. And what about yourself, Johnny?
Yeah, I did worry that when we committed to doing a weekly podcast, it would become a bit formulaic, especially when we were doing the Armies Off series. I thought if we keep doing this and we get all the armies done in one hit, by the end of it, we're probably going to be bored of it ourselves, never mind anyone listening to it. And so I absolutely agree. The dropping in other thoughts here and there, and as stuff's come up, like when we talk about machine gun teams, it's really nice to sort of have to sit down and think about these things and sort of decide what you think on it. I think that's been a really nice opportunity for me to sort of think about the game more in a slightly different way. And I think there's been some great opportunities, like talking to Alex Smith about Case Blue that he wrote. I think it was an opportunity I wouldn't have got without the podcast to speak directly to the author, and for him to give us sort of at least half an hour of his time where we can really sort of look into why he made the decisions he made effectively. I think that's been really enjoyable and an opportunity we wouldn't have got otherwise.
And I really enjoyed that conversation with Alex, to find more generally about how do you go about writing for Warlord Games and what the process is? You know, obviously Alex has a full-time job. He's not a games designer. You know, he has a full-time job. And on top of that, he was working evenings and weekends for a year, he said, you know, putting together Case Blue from his initial research. And obviously a lot of the research that went into Stalingrad fed into the Case Blue campaign book. So I found that really interesting just to hear what goes on and what's involved.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a highlight, really. Were there any other highlights you can think of over the last year?
Yeah. So when we had John Ross and Liam Chambers on after the WTC, so to, yeah, not just to reflect on the weekend in Granada and how it went, but to hear from John as the USA rep and USA one captain, but also Liam, who hasn't been playing Bolts Action for very long, obviously came along as part of, was one of the three England teams, did really well individually and as a team, and to get his reflection on how he got there, how he found it, and you know, maybe to give some sort of ideas and, you know, a bit of a encouragement to players who might be listening out there to say, actually, yeah, I fancy this and I want to have a go.
Yeah, the guests really have been the highlight. I think just getting a different perspective on the game is always incredibly useful and just interesting, isn't it? And so all of the guests that we've had on, so big thank you to, in order of appearance, our very first guest, we had Mark Vance, who sold out his Welsh Open tickets in, I think, about 3 days this year.
Yeah, and that's absolutely testament to Mark and his team of TOs, to the reputation the event has, and also the venue as well, Firestorm Games, which we've mentioned on several occasions over the last 52 episodes.
Yeah, and obviously we had Mike on, our WTC captain, to talk to us about Soviets. We had Alex to talk about Japanese. Brad of the Cast Dice podcast. That was a real treat, getting someone on from the other side of the world to talk to us about all of his missions you find in the Bolt Action Alliance pack. Alex Smith, as we've already said, Case Blue, what a treat that was. We had Barry, who does his own podcast about Bushido, Rashi's Fanboys. He was talking to us about whether Bolt Action truly is a competitive game, which was quite an interesting conversation now I think back to it. Russell, TO of World Open War, friend of the podcast. As you said, John Ross and Liam for WTC. Aaron. Yeah, Aaron was a good guest as well to talk to us about playing Bolt Action and winning tournaments in three different countries. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we had our other WTC teammate, Alan, to talk to us about Bulgarians, and of course Josh most recently to talk to us about Frozen in the Chosen on the 8th and 9th of June if you're into Bolt Action Korea. So yeah, huge thanks to all of those guys for making the time to talk to us, and I thoroughly enjoyed everyone.
Yeah, as I said at the start, we've got some ideas for some guests coming up to do with the armies on parade, but also, you know, when we start talking about some tournaments that we'll be going to coming up and reviewing them, and obviously looking ahead to V3 as well.
Yeah. So obviously those are all the highlights. We've talked about how much we've enjoyed it this year, but why did you start the podcast in the first place, Phil?
Other than the fact that you asked me to, I wanted to, or I enjoy listening to short focused podcasts when I'm painting, for example, or if I'm in the car and driving. I used to really enjoy the Sounds of Battle podcast because every episode had a focus. It wasn't, you know, like 2.5-3 hours long, generally speaking. It was something I could either put on if I was driving, or it's something I could sit down for half an hour if I'm painting and just have on in the background. And with obviously Sounds of Battle no longer recording, I felt there was a bit of a niche for someone to come in, or a pair in this case, to come in and talk about, you know, a particular topic per episode. No more than, I think, you know, our longest episode is about an hour and a half when we get into real detail of some of the armies off, but generally speaking, you know, 45 minutes or so. So it's a question of, I wanted to listen to this sort of stuff, no one else was doing it, so why don't we do it? And hopefully that will encourage other people to jump on and, you know, and start their own. I mean, for me, it's been fairly easy because you're the one who does all the editing and all the technical side of things, whereas I'm maybe doing more of the stuff on social media and having to think about also what we're talking about, you know, having to think about what's coming up and making, you know, making inquiries to get on guests and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I guess the hard work on a weekly basis is what you're doing behind the scenes to do all the technical side. And what about yourself, Johnny? Why did you initially have the idea of starting the podcast?
Well, for me, it was exactly as you've said there, Phil. I think there is definitely a space. When I'm painting, I have to have something on in the background just to sort of distract me from, especially when it starts to get a bit tedious around sort of the 10th to 20th infantryman.
Yeah. That's because you're batch painting. That's what it is.
That's the mistake. Quantity over quality. Yeah. Quantity has a quality of its own, comrade. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think there aren't a lot of Bolt Action podcasts compared to sort of other niches like sort of 40K. And so I did kind of run out of Bolt Action podcasts. And so I was hoping that by starting a podcast, we'd inspire some other people to start podcasts about Bolt Action so that I'd have something to listen to while I'm painting. Well, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm hoping that it does in the coming year. And I think, yeah, for me, it was very much, I wanted it to be as short as possible, but no shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So avoid any unnecessary waffle, a bit like sort of YouTube. So where each video on YouTube is about a specific thing. You don't open the video on YouTube and then suddenly you're hit with 20 minutes of something completely unrelated to the title of the YouTube video. So that was very much the philosophy, that we would just have episodes where people are, if you're only interested in one thing, that's fine. Come and join us for that week. And this was, again, why I thought the weekly schedule was quite a nice schedule for us, where you may not care about Italians, and I'm not expecting everyone to listen to every single episode, so you miss that episode. But then when your army comes up that you're interested in, you might join us for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the weekly short, sharp burst was really good for that. But yeah, it's very much just trying to get other people to start a podcast ultimately, so that I've got something to listen to.
something I didn't expect, and it might just be just me not thinking it through, was the number of people who've contacted us through Facebook, for example, or through the email, asking us for opinions or advice or suggestions, not necessarily in terms of, here's a list, can you give me some feedback on the list, but more about, oh, I'm interested in running an event, or these are the kind of events that often occur where I live. I want to try something different. What do you think about this idea? And it's been really interesting to engage with a number of people over not just a one-off sort of conversation, but over a period of time. And also, it's just been really weird, has been going to events in the UK and people recognizing me because of my voice.
Mm.
So I start playing a game against an opponent and they're like, are you? And then they might see the dice tray, for example, and it's like, yeah. And it's, you know, you're getting picked up because of the voice. I remember when we were at the Warlords Open Day, when we were in the Q&A session with John and Paul, and we both asked a question. And at the end, there was a few people that sort of turned around and had a look where we were standing and came over and had a chat because they'd heard the voice and they obviously on the podcast, and then they heard us in the room asking the question. That was a bit weird, if I'm honest, but it was a nice weird.
Oh, yeah. It's, for me, I really like talking about the game. Whenever people are asking us questions about stuff, then I do enjoy talking to everyone about, like, oh, here's an interesting thing you've not thought of before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think actually jumping back to your sort of the surprises of people reaching out, speaking to Brad at Cast Dice and the other podcasts, that's actually been a really nice sort of little surprise, that sort of building that community. And that's been really nice to sort of collaborate where we can.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are considering starting a Bolt Action podcast, please do reach out to us. And we're more than happy to talk you through how to set it up, all the little technical things you might not have thought about. Because, I mean, we came into this with zero podcasting experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that probably shows across the 52 episodes as you listen across them. I imagine it's almost like a detailed log of our progression,
mm-hmm,
in terms of, like, are we getting better at podcasting?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll leave that open to the listeners, I guess. Hopefully we are.
So before we ever think about what's coming up, any more highlights from you personally in terms of the year with Bolt Action that you want to just quickly share?
So last year was a big tournament year for me. I did all of the two-day weekends that I could attend, barring any clashes. And just going around to every tournament, seeing the same faces all the time, that was a real highlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it gave us quite a bit to talk about, just sort of passively, as rules come up and sort of you get to see more and more stuff. It was tough, though. I mean, that I realized at the end that year, that was probably three too many tournaments for me, I think, on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think playing internationally as well was a big highlight. So getting the opportunity to play at World Open War, which actually, I think that was before we even started the podcast. I was already signed up to do World Open War. So that wasn't off the back of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And WTC also wasn't off the back of the podcast. That was through our connection to Mike Smith, who captained the team. But those were highlights unrelated to the podcast. And getting to play against those international players was a real treat. And just sort of playing Bolt Action at the highest echelons,
mm-hmm,
always is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Phil?
Yeah, I mean, the same for me in terms of obviously WoW and WTC. Fantastic to get the opportunity and to go and really enjoyed meeting people from overseas and playing against them and performing as well. In terms of more locally, a couple of events I went to just to give a sort of shout out to. One was in Cardiff in January, a Dice Too Far, which was just a really fun thematic one-day event run by the South Wales Warlord Group. And the other one was through the Newbury Gaming Club. And they ran an event last May, which I ended up going to with about 2 days' notice. They put a shout out in the local Facebook group I'm in for any players. And I went along to that, got talking to the TO, and it was their first event. And they decided, Nick, that he wanted to put on an event more regularly, so asked me to sort of jump on board and assist with just kind of like the admin background behind the scenes. And what was really nice with that, it was effectively a fundraising event for a local primary school, and it was very chilled out, very relaxed. But it shows that, you know, one week you can be playing, you know, like you said, at the highest echelons in terms of internationally, and then, you know, the next week you're packing up your stuff in your car to go and help run the little like 16-man event in the local primary school to raise money for, you know, a good cause. So that wouldn't have happened, not necessarily without the podcast, but the opportunity to get more involved in Bolt Action arguably wouldn't have happened without the podcast and people recognizing Tabletop Tommies and so on.
Yeah. And I do have to give a shout out as well to all the people who've backed us in some way, either by buying some merch or backing us on Patreon. Obviously, it's not a huge cost to run the podcast, but there is some financial implications. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, people are willing to help us just sort of keep this cost neutral. is always greatly appreciated. And so shouting out specifically our longest serving Patreon members. So Craig, Matt, Pete, Seth, Ryan, and Eugene. Huge thank you to you for backing us on Patreon. And obviously you'll be hearing from us very soon when it comes to receiving your 1 year, what's that one for?
1 year thank you. Material thank you.
Yeah, your 1 year material thank you. So we've talked about that, why we want to start the podcast. But what are you hoping to achieve with the podcast in the next year, Phil?
So obviously we've recently started with the YouTube channel, not just in terms of releasing the previous episodes, but you've been putting out your series on building your Soviets, as well as a couple of recent videos, one on the V3 launch and one on WoW and England team qualifiers. We will definitely be doing more on YouTube. Obviously, you've got to finish off your Soviets, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they progress. No pressure. You've got, at the time of recording, less than 2 weeks to get them all done.
Well, that hasn't been publicly broadcast, that deadline. That's coming out in, I think, next week's video.
it has now, and the lists are in, so it doesn't matter anyway. Obviously, V3 is going to be huge in terms of the game, and also we will be absolutely making a lot of content for that, both on the podcast as an episode, but also on YouTube in a video format. So again, like I said earlier, as soon as we can, we will be putting out content on V3. And it was mentioned a long time ago about putting out battle reports. And we actually, it was nearly a year ago now, wasn't it, that we sort of did some work in my house at building that massive gaming table and getting the area ready for recording. And hopefully that will come through in the next few months. So I certainly will be turning my attention more towards YouTube and videos and putting together some content and battle reports along with what you've been doing more recently. And what about yourself, Johnny?
So yeah, obviously I've been doing a little bit of YouTube work on the side. The YouTube's very similar to the podcast, where neither of us have a background in it. And so the Soviet build has been very much a bit of a test bed for me, as well as I thought people might be interested in seeing me building some Soviets from scratch. And that does seem to be the case. So thank you if you are subscribed over there to follow the build. But it is very much sort of getting our finger in, learning all the skills we need so that we can get to that point where we can make interesting battle reports. Because ultimately, I think that is a goal for me as well with the YouTube. Also, the YouTube, I think, is a great place for sort of our rules and misplayed rules sections.
Yeah, and tactics as well, and tutorials and all that kind of stuff, which don't translate in an audio format where you're listening to two people talking back and forth. Sometimes you need those visual aids and visual cues.
Yeah. And so I think we probably still will have some sort of rules clarifications, etc., on the podcast. But I can imagine a place where, as we get more into YouTube, we transition a lot of that content and a lot of sort of our custom mission content over to the YouTube side. And so we are going to start sort of drifting that way and give more focus to the YouTube. In order to make that possible, there are going to be some changes with the podcast. What can listeners expect from us in the future, Phil?
So what that means in terms of the schedule is we will be moving away from weekly releases on a Thursday. Our next episode will be in 2 weeks' time on a Sunday, where we'll be reviewing our experiences at the Welsh Nationals. And we'll be moving to episodes not on a weekly basis, to allow us time to focus on YouTube, but also make sure that we are putting out content on the pod. You can definitely expect us to finish off the Armies on Parade series, which will be China, Romania, and Italy. A couple of major events coming up in the UK that we'll be attending over the next few months. And that will bring us up nicely to September, which will be in time for the launch of V3.
Yeah, I imagine as Warlord release more and more tidbits about V3, you'll be wanting to join us for our thoughts on that. And also, just to make sure you're not missing out on anything, because I can't imagine that once the pre-orders go live, Warlord are just going to go, Radio Silent again, I imagine they'll slowly release more and more little snippets to whet the appetite.
Yeah, so the recent article said that we can expect to hear from them ramping it back up again in July, which obviously is when the pre-orders go live. So yeah, expect to hear stuff from Warlord and expect to hear us reflecting on what we're getting to hear from Warlord.
Yeah, I suppose on that note, Phil, what are you hoping from V3?
What I want is the same pace of play that we currently get from V2, because once you get, there's not a huge amount of rules and the game is fairly intuitive. So I don't find that I'm spending a lot of time flicking back and forth, checking the rules. So I want to keep that pace of play. There are obviously some certain things which do need addressing, be that point cost, be that certain units or certain types of units that we don't see. It would be nice to be able to see them again. And more of the same, but refined. What I don't want to see is a complete change and rip it all up and move to something else. And from what Warlord has said already in terms of the press release and in terms of the article on the website last week, it doesn't sound like that's going to be the case, which is good.
Yeah, from my perspective, I totally agree. The core system I'd like to remain very similar. The thing that I don't think is going to happen, but I would like, is to get rid of templates, because I think they add unnecessary faff to a game. I would quite like a sort of a dice hits mechanic like we had in V1, but with a little bit extra sort of moderation so that you're not getting 12 hits on a single fella. And I think there is a place for that, but because in their preview they said, they mentioned templates specifically.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get that. And so for anyone who is similar to me and doesn't like templates, unfortunately it looks like we're sticking with them. In terms of other parts of the game, I'd like machine guns to get a special rule, because the other team weapons have a special rule. I would like that special rule not to be just an extra pin, because I don't think that's enticing enough. And I don't think it's particularly interesting either. So I'm rather hoping it's something like a suppressing fire mode or indirect fire, something interesting, just to give people a reason to play them, just because they're quirky as much as anything. Mm-hmm. And in terms of, I think the big tidy up are things like points costs. I think maybe you bring your vehicles down a little bit. You maybe increase the cost of a machine gun on a vehicle, or you give it a special rule where it's an extra minus one to hit. Mm-hmm. Basically, I don't want to see these battle wagons where you've got five machine guns on a light tank being the optimum tank. I'd quite like your Shermans to be a good value for money purchase and your Dacker Stewarts to be fine, but not really anything to write home about. And again, similar for your infantry choices. I'd like all the infantry choices to be fairly comparable to each other, where, yes, they all play in different ways, so you choose one based on your play style, but there isn't an obvious choice where if I'm playing Brits, then obviously I have to take Turks if I want to be competitive. And so those are the big things from my perspective.
So really for me, just a massive thank you to everybody who's listened, who's liked, shared and subscribed, who supported us, who's sent us a message, who's maybe come along and said hello when they've seen us at events and shows and so on. It's been great doing this. It's been great to have that interaction with people, and it's been great to hear from people who've been enjoying it. If there's anything you'd like us to look at and talk about, which we haven't mentioned, we've got planned, drop us a message or drop us an email.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's listened throughout the year. Thank you to everyone who supported us in any other way you've supported us, such as the Patreon. And if you haven't checked us out on YouTube yet, please do check us out and get subscribed over there, as obviously our future How to Play V3 and rules queries will probably be featured more prominently there than on the podcast due to the visual medium. And as ever, thank you for listening. Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for 2 weeks.